This is A to Z. An introduction into Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, physical activity. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Brothers and sisters, we all know about the gift of health in our life and how much it is important for us to take care of ourselves. When we talk about ourselves, there are different layers of our existence. So we have the physical portion and the physical part of our existence, which is about our organs, our inner and external organs. And then we have our intellectual aspect and other aspects of our life. But one of the aspects of our life, which is very important, is our physical health. If you don't take care of yourself physically, it has implications for your psychological and spiritual life. Having a good, healthy life has positive effects on our psychological and intellectual being. So, intellectually, all of us know that we should take care of ourselves. But what about Islam? Is there any teaching in Islam that guides us about having a good physical health? Is there any teaching in Islam about physical activity? Yes, there is. In one of the sayings, Imam Ali alayhi salam, when he is elaborating and talking about the verse in the Quran, which say, وَلَا تَنْسَ نَصِيبَكَ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا. Don't forget about your portion of worldly life. Take your own portion from the worldly life and take care of your own worldly activities. In defining that reality, Amir al-Mu'minin alayhi salam says, وَلَا تَنْسَ صَحَّتَكَ. Don't forget your health. So taking care of our health is a very good thing intellectually. And also, in Islamic thought, one should take care of his own health. And it will have good implications on his psychological and spiritual life. Welcome back. We were talking about the physical activities and importance in our life. As I taught that in Islam, the physical activity is important. The activity and having physically active life will bring physical power to us. And in a saying which has been narrated by Holy Prophet, that Al-Mu'min al-Qawi khayrun wa ahabbu ila Allahi min al-Mu'min al-Da'if, that strong believer is better and good in the near Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from a believer who is weak. So being physically strong is very important in Islamic perspective. So it's very important from Islamic perspective to have physical activities, and you need to take care of your body. Al-Imam al-Sajjad alayhi salam, in one of his sayings, says that inna li jasadika alayka haqqan, that there your body has an obligation for you. And that obligation is to take care of your body. For example, don't eat anything which can harm your body. And not having physical activities and having rest all the time will damage our physicality. And in the long run, it will damage our intellectual activity. And also, it will cause laziness. And it will cause that we will become lazy to perform our duties. So I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He may help us to become physically and spiritually and intellectually active, so we may obey Him in all those aspects. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thank you very much, listeners, for listening to this episode of A to Z on IRIB English Radio, Call of Islam page. To find out more about this program, log on to our website parstoday.com/en, Call of Islam page. We leave you in Allah's care and goodbye.